Our concern is the situation on the ground and for 13 million Syrians, refugees and displaced, and the situation of those in camps and in security and the economic situation, humanitarian access. It doesn't seem to be seeing an improvement.
Following the earthquake that really smashed into the northwest of the country in Idlib, it's still experiencing fighting. It's still experiencing difficulty in getting humanitarian aid through. What are you hearing from people on the ground there?
Life has been hard there for many years. Many of these people have been displaced several times. And then the earthquake and the problems that happened after the earthquake with securing access for humanitarian agencies across the bridges, across the crossing points to get aid and to get people out from under the rubble, which was an appalling time for everybody I know. So I think their position is extremely difficult, but so is the position of thousands of people in the northeast and in different parts of Syria. We have fighting along all the borders, we have airstrikes, and so it's not a calm situation.
Yes, it does sound very, very difficult for the people there. Too dangerous for many to come home. Your report lists and details the fate of many people who have been forced to return and who are then arrested, detained, sometimes tortured. So what are the Commission of Inquiry's recommendations to the government of Syria, apart from stopping the war?
Oh, well, I think resolving the conflict, you're quite right. I think Syria, one of the things in terms of people coming back would be perhaps to be willing to discuss a mechanism with friendly states, perhaps to do a monitoring mechanism that could monitor the situation of those who go back voluntarily from other states, from neighbouring states, obviously, and to monitor their situation, their well-being, how they settle in back from home, recover their housing, land and property rights and so on. That would be a very good step.
In the meantime, on the 10th and the 11th of October, the International Court of Justice is going to be commencing hearings about Syria regarding torture allegations. What does the Commission of Inquiry think about that? Presumably it falls in line with your call for accountability and justice for victims.
We think the ICJ, this very innovative step they're taking in response to a call from Canada, well, a plea from Canada and the Netherlands against Syria on the issue of torture, it affects potentially tens of thousands of Syrians who have been tortured in Syrian government detention facilities but since the beginning of the war. And we think it's a remarkably important step, along with the efforts, for example, Germany and Sweden getting convictions this year for different forms of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Syria. Accountability is extremely important, and so is reconciliation.
How seriously is the Human Rights Council taking the issue of Syria today, given that the conflict has been going for 12 plus years?
I think it is not taking the profile it should. I think we may be at a point where it's possible to move things along. I'm not a politician, but I think if people stepped up a bit, invested some more time and energy in Syria, now is the time to do it.